From Prague Airport, the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Adobe have given a preview of automatic de-umming in a piece of work they've called Project SoundSeek, powered by Adobe Sensei. They've also demonstrated Project Awesome Audio, a way to remove noise, fix EQ, compression, and more at the touch of a button. Sessions are described as sneaks, and the website notes that some of these innovations actually make it into Adobe products, so it's unlikely that they'll be launched imminently. Anchor has launched a product to produce trailers for your podcast. Podtrac has released new top 10 publisher rankers for US audience. NBC News debuts at number 9. The number of iHeart-listed shows in Podtrac have increased from 268 to 299. iHeart, though, has declined to send us a list. French podcasting means business, says Sarah Toporoff, who went to the second annual Paris Podcast Festival, and tells us that professionalisation was the message from the event. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and our newsletter today. Also, the share of time spent listening to spoken word audio has increased by 20% in the last 5 years, and this growth is cutting into time spent with music. That's according to Edison Research and NPR's Spoken Word Audio Report. You can register for a free webinar in our show notes and in our newsletter today. Finally, Ollie Walters has joined Podfront UK as head of sales. Walters joins the Wondery and Stitcher joint venture from Audio Boom. He's also worked for UK commercial radio operators Bauer Media, KM Group and Global Radio, and also spent about 6 months at Tesco working on their music production service, Blinkbox, or music subscription service, I should say. Finally, in podcasts today, Conversations from Media 2.0 will feature some inside conversations from an off-the-record event the investment bank Liontree holds in LA every year. The first episode features Chris Balf. Chris is partner of Red Seat Ventures, and he helps talent from traditional radio and television help build their digital businesses. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.